planning. There'll be nurses there to take blood pressure. We have Speaker Jane Gross, who's a New York Times reporter, former New York Times reporter, who wrote a book called A Bittersweet Season. And she told the story of how her experience of taking care of her elderly mother in her final years, and very poignant book. So she's one of the keynote speakers, and also a physician from Huntington Medical Center, and Huntington Medical Center is one of our sponsors, so we give a shout out to them. And of course Bob Wise is the chair of our board of trustees. So there's I don't have his name, but the website, I don't have that in front of me. I can email that to you. Sorry. But that, if you go on to the college website, that's a great event. And again, it shows how much the college is a resource to the community. Mm-hmm. So while we did raise money for sponsorships, different organizations took out tables, and Huntington Medical Center and Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in Sunset and TD Bank, and I know I'm forgetting someone else, they were great in sponsoring the event to cover costs, but any net proceeds will go to benefit our nursing program. So they have equipment needs and nursing scholarships. So again, not intended to be a big fundraiser, but just a great service to the community. And that's also why I think this college is such an amazing place, because it's all we are in the community and of the community. Yep. And whatever we can do to provide services is we care deeply about.
Excellent. Well, we have blown away an hour, Ronnie. As usual, it flies, and I'm sure we can get close to everything we want to talk about. So we're going to have to invite you back again. But before we do, give your contact information so people can talk with you directly about whatever they might be interested in that spurred them on from this.
Oh, wonderful. I'll give you my phone number.
Right.
It's 908-526-1200. Extension 8349.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then should I give my email address?
Yeah, or do whatever you want. Go ahead.
Why not? So it's rweyl at raritanval.edu.
As usual, Ronnie, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. The passion, despite the fact that you are miles away across the phone line, comes thick through the phone, and love hearing your passion, really do. And Donna, Donna did us proud again.
Thank you so much. You asked some really interesting questions. I enjoyed our time together, so thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Good luck with the golf outing, good luck with the raffle, and I'm sure Donna will get you back on here again, and we can cover perhaps the things in the fall when we do that. Right?
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. That is Ronnie Weil. She's the executive director over there at the Maryland Community College Foundation. This illness is never said I should have. Well, if you're interested in getting involved in the community and helping out students who are persevering, dedicating, overcoming the barriers and challenges, and want to help them better our world, well, we have an opportunity. Give Ronnie Weil a call. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Good morning, London, on HumanTributeRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Huntington Medical Center. Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster. officials in Brussels arrest Naheem Lakhrawi, the primary suspect in Tuesday's Belgian bombings. He's the one security video shows pushing a loaded baggage cart at the airport with two suicide bombers shortly before the explosions, two other terrorists also being identified. Donald Trump maintains his lead in the Republican presidential race after the election contests on Tuesday. He picked up 58 delegates after winning Arizona, where he pulled over 47% of the vote, increasing his lead over second-place finisher Ted Cruz. Ohio Governor John Kasich a distant third. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders taking Utah and Idaho, Hillary Clinton taking Arizona. The FDA ordering drug makers to put the strongest warning about risks on all fast-acting opioid painkillers. The FDA announcing more than 200 drugs going to need to carry a so-called black box warning, including the risk for abuse, addiction, overdose, and death. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
There are differing opinions on what the ISIS attacks on Brussels mean to U.S. Homeland Security. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the latest from Washington.
If we don't destroy them, they're going to hit us here.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who says he believes a Brussels-like attack could happen here.
If we don't come up with a ground component to go into Syria and Iraq, we're going to get attacked here.
But a former Homeland Security official, Charles Allen, says,
I think we're safe. We're safer than Europe because we have technical intelligence, read National Security Agency, and because we have a central intelligence agency that's on the offensive globally against Islamic extremism, and they're very good.
Allen speaks on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president continues his travels today, joining the president of Argentina for a news conference. Yesterday, he and the president of Cuba attending an exhibition baseball game between the Tampa Bay Rays and Cuban national team. The president defending his itinerary after the deadly attacks in Brussels. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
The increased security in the subway system and high-profile areas continues in New York City a day after the Belgian terrorist attack. Scott Pringle has the latest from Penn Station.
Well, a handful of National Guardsmen and women in uniform are wandering around here. Amtrak also has canine dogs and men with what looks like semi-automatics patrolling the main lobby here. And the NYPD has deployed counterterrorism units to the subway system.
Just go through your daily life. Don't feel threatened or would change my way of life anyway.
I feel comfortable. I think they've done all they can.
I feel confident that they can thwart an attack
as well as any as it could be, but there's no guarantees for anything.
But one woman told me she would like to see more bag checks. Scott Pringle at Penn Station in New York.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes has a good excuse for you to stop doing one kind of exercise.
Well, for years we've been told that sit-ups are great for strengthening our core and tightening our abs, but a physical therapist at Ohio State University Medical Center, Chris Kolbus, says, well, you can stop doing those sit-ups because they're not really that good for you.
Actually, we found that the repetitive flexion motion or bending motion does put some stress on the spinal joints and the disc, leading to wear and tear and setting people up for injury.
Colbus says there are better ways to go than doing sit-ups.
Planks, lateral planks, push-ups, any type of weighted carries, or standing, pushing and pulling activities.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Get more news right now at usaradio.com. I'm John DeMaster. Argentina has pulled a joint news conference this afternoon, and then later today he holds a town hall stunt with young people. A former Texas state trooper pleading not guilty to charges an American woman who was found dead in her jail cell after he arrested her. Sandra Bland was found hanged in her cell last July, her death ruled a suicide. Former trooper Ryan Encina pleading not guilty to a misdemeanor charge of lying on Bland's arrest reports. The tap water in many small communities is in violation of federal safety regulations, even after being reported years ago, USA Radio's Anthony Lucero reports.
A federal report released on Tuesday says over three-quarters of small community water systems in the U.S. that had the most serious health-related violations in 2011 were still not in compliance. The report from the EPA's Inspector General do more to make sure that the water in small communities. The report notes that many small water systems, 1 million people in the U.S., are less likely to have capacity to monitor their water for repairs.
Starbucks plans to give its unsold food to needy people instead of throwing out its unsold perishable food items. Donate the ready-to-eat meals to food banks. The Starbucks Food Share put a partnership with the Feeding America Food Bank Network and the Food Donation Connect. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMasi, Radio.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Biggs Com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Hunterdon. Kickers, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through vitamin C, wake call, and chamber chat. I also have many guests both on Hunterdon County Community Business and at 10 a.m. on Good Morning, Hunterdon.
Some morning rain, 50 rain with 90%. The morning we give away the medium sunny skies. Thunderstorm show up. Chance of rain. Easy for that. Complex, 40 over Millport, 45. 9 to 4, 44 in Frenchtown, 47 up here in Manhattan.
Let me repeat. Lose 20. This is not a crazy diet or exercise plan. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct factors affecting weight gain, including metabolic storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective. And you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Get to a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Sunshine go away today, don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life, don't know what he's asking. But he tells me I better get in line, can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying.
Well, good morning, Vernon. This is New Jersey, Jordan Street from the Red Cross. Union Hotel, the famous Lindo Hotel. It's my job to get you out in Bonnie New Bay, going to work, going to school, in the ends. We need to be on, you know, but a while ago, not of an early morning, 24-hour talk to the radio station in the nation. This portion of commerce, we're all about Huntington County, New Jersey. Well, today is World Meteorological Day. Like, we don't talk about the weather and weather of the year. And it's sunshine. I'll buy it. The time is all we lost. I'll try it. By Jonathan Hidden. We're going to have some fun. Sunshine, come on. All right, time for us to check trip. I promise you. See what's going on our roads. HEOTT.com says more alerts. You can get them too. You'll get them as an email on your smartphone. You can also follow them on Twitter. Receive the tweets via Twitter, or convert the tweets into quick text and get text on your phone. But there's nothing out. I have a little delay from somewhere, so just sunglasses and sunglasses. Aside from that, drive safe, sound smart. Good morning, everyone. I'm Jimmy Radio Treasure. So what's on Huntington till 10? We have Michelle. Wasn't a bad day yesterday. What's happening at Brussels? More, and seems like on draft, nothing serious. We'll see her back up in the upswing. At 8:40, we talk vacations, ways to get there, that by the end of 9 o'clock. On Monday, I had interviewed one of the Brevard Valley Community College Foundation. The foundation helps their training. Acts with, partners with, inexpensive, their design. So you want a fresh look in your house? Well, outside, Richard gets you an information on his show from 10 to 11. Hacker teens, our students, are of the technology, so they're very savvy. It has a different aspect. Direct those kids to having a better childhood. Counselor chat with Ruth brings us insight and helping us with our stresses, our day-to-day life, and she brings with her 30 years of counseling practice that's over there in Flint. So Ruth does that from noon to one with counselor chat. They'll take phone calls, 908-23. Huntington's Young Professionals from 1 to 2, giving you insight into how the Twin Things run a business. Modern Design Beloved Dilemma. Which Scuderi comes back and answers your questions about your tweets, your emails, about challenges that you're facing. So Richard Scuderi helps you out every week from 2 to 3. From 2 to 3 on Design Doesn't Limit. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 4, giving insight into the folks that are part of the public relations, Jeannie Murphy Public Relations stable of folks, up-and-comers, speakers, authors, people who are enlightened and trying to make a name for themselves. And that's the entire Huntington.com lineup. It's all there in the Huntington.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Huntington. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more.
Sunshine, go away today. Don't feel much. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. Don't know what he's asking.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping Americans retire on their terms. Want, where they want, doing. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, entities, and bank trust departments in New Jersey. Services include gold and silver, American rare date and modern coins, bullion, paper currency, United States collector to the experienced in Rob Coins has been for Numismatists since 74. Founder and owner, Reed, for over 45 years. 1-800-819-98.
Self Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With commitments in Henry County, Stowaway is co-located with Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self Storage offers 7x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Here on Hunting Chamber Radio,
now you can take it with you. Download the radio app, iTunes, and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Information Professionals Group, International Face Syndrome Awareness Week, PHOCD, National Animal Poison Prevention Week, National Button Week, National Inherent Poison Awareness Week, World Folk Tales and Fables Week, Act Happy, Regularly Week, Week of Solidarity with People Struggling with Racism and Discrimination, Tsunami Awareness Week. That's a word about one in Flemington. For today, it's National Puppy Day. It's National Tamale Day. Near Miss Day. It's Tahanit Esther. World Meteorological Day, and it's Okay Day. Celebrations and observances for the week and day from Don't Watch the Car, Pick Something, and Get Involved. Well, with those celebrations, seems kind of fitting we'd be talking about, from Xbox controllers to jelly beans, what Huntington County dogs ate. So Ed Turpin, he wrote it on the 22nd, Jersey Advanced Media from NJW. So it's a bunch of little excerpts from Kid about what dogs and cats have chewed on. From grade 6 in Milford Public School says, I'll never forget the time when my dog Bella was re-pad D-pads. It was so funny because my dog was just a little baby. Also, my dog burped it after it, and that was the funny part about it. The re-pad looked like one of my Xbox 360 controllers that was no rubber on the D-pads. Also, I felt bad for her because she didn't get to watch YouTube or Netflix on it. But now she has a new one, and she will be never let that dog near it again. That is the time I will never forget. And Sammy Freeman, grade 8 from Reddington Middle School, says, I'll never forget the time my dog ate my homework. Didn't everybody do that, Sammy? And said every student, ever. But this time, it was no excuse. In 6th grade, in my science class, I had just taken a test, and my teachers took them home to grade them. The next morning, well, we just lost it. That's not good. Need to get that back. We hit the close. So we're talking about Sammy, and her homework got eaten by the dog, Sammy. Like I said, it happens to everybody. All right, you can come back. That would help. Well, we're struggling here. There we go. It's back on its feet. So we're talking with Sammy, and she says, a short amount. Sammy, there we go. Sammy had a lot of them, I guess. That test took them home to grade them. The next morning, she showed up with the tests in a pile, all but one. The remains of the one test lie in her hands. She called the girl in my class up to the front and said, I'm sorry, but the dog ate your homework. I'll never forget the time the dog chewed bed. I remember coming home from school. There was stuffing everywhere, and it was all over the couch and floor. It looked at me, something that I probably will never forget, says Madison Stange, grade 8. Lewis Etkerin says, on a warm Sunday afternoon, I decided to take the beast dog to walk. I opened the beast's pen in the basement and let it out the rest of the house. I was just about to open the door on the outdoors when I realized I needed a leash. I took a hike upstairs for the dog's leash, leaving the actual beast downstairs. Little did I know that he would turn out to be a costly mistake. By the time I got downstairs, I found the canine chewing on my sister's new Apple Watch. At the time, I almost fainted at the sight. Now I laugh as I recall the memory. It was written by an 8th grader in Reddington Middle School. Sammy Martz says, I'll never forget the time my dog chewed my money. My family and I went to go get dinner, and I didn't realize that I dropped my money on the couch. So we left and then got back and saw my money ripped in pieces on the ground. She ripped up $21 of my money. I was so mad at the dog, I wanted to get rid of her. Wow. So there you have it. It's not all that funny, because obviously the pets can get very sick. But I guess if it all turns out well, we get a nice little miff, and it's puppy day, so why wouldn't we do that day?
Smile on your face.
Watch your partner lose and watch your partner lose.
Smile on your face. Make the world a better place. Smile on your face.
Watch your partner lose and watch your partner lose.
All right, it's time for celebrity birthdays for March 23rd.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
And from SpongeBob, Nicolette, Movie City's Vampire, Vanessa Morgan, 24, 30, 30th birthday of Ben Rappaport from Outsourced, Luciana Carroll is 35 from Blades of Glory, Alana, Nicole Tom is 38, One Life to Live, David Tom is 38, Anastasia Griffith is 38 from Copper, Kelly Russell is 40 from Felicity and the Americans. Model actor Earthquake, Michelle Monaghan is 40, actress Mulan and Iron Mask, Judith Gladrichi, 44, Zimmer of Broadway, Melissa Erica is 46, actress in The Theory of Everything, Abigail Crittenden is 48, 2.5 men, Lauren Hinkle is 50, Sunset Beach, Sarah Buxton is 51, One Life to Live, Richard Greco is 51, About Schmidt, Hope Davis is 52, Larry Fessinger is 53, from Habit, Russ Blackwell's 53 from The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Jenny Wade is 54 from The Lawnmower Man. 57 Porky is Catherine Keener from The 4-Year-Old Virgin. Catching Fire is Amanda Plummer, 59. 59. She was a voice assistant in Wally. R&B singer. Tell Me Something Good, Shaka Khan is 63. Santa Barbara, John Moonrow is 65. Moonraker, Corinne Clue is 66. General Hospital's Anthony DeLongis, 66. Cars singer, Rick Akasek is 67. Actress Barbara Rose is 69 from The Shakiest Town in the West. Auto racer Craig Breedlove is 78. Film director Mark Rydell is 82. Good on Golden Pond. First to break the 4-minute mile, Sir Roger Bannister is 87. Alien Allen and Rossi, television game show host panelist Marty Allen, 94 to go. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to keep your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, meet us good morning at Huntington.com and the show to celebrate. We're going to take a break. Michelle Hyde's up.
There are reports Brussels arrest Naheem Lakhrawi, the primary suspect in Tuesday's Belgian bombings. This comes as the other ISIS terrorists who targeted Brussels lead in Brahim Bakawi. Police say they're known for past crimes, but nothing terror-related. More than 30 people killed at the airport and on a subway train, over 200 injured. A moment of silence being held in Brussels for people that lost their lives in the terror attacks. This man telling Fox News he's not going to terrorism disturb his life.
Life goes on, and I think if we quit traveling, that gives the terrorists what they're looking for, so I don't intend to stop.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson saying there's no specific credible intelligence pointing to a Brussels-like attack in the United States. Coming out to endorse Ted Cruz for president, urging Republicans to reject Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, you woke up today. Get the 2 for $5.
We're talking
about absolutely. It's interesting, Dave. There's that initial shot when you take a look, you know, how does this with the exception, as we mentioned yesterday, in terms of the travel release, most everything else tends to be a little bit so. You know, we continue to have light trading leading up to the Easter day, and then, you know, as you mentioned, we, you know, basically an overall flat day with not a lot of data or anything that came out in addition to what happened yesterday morning. And then, actually, in overnight trading, the Asian Pacific region was up as well. We currently have European markets up slightly. Let's see. We have here in the U.S., we have U.S. new homes and crude oil inventories on the calendar for economic data. And then other than that, not too much else going on today. Had an announcement that the battle that was happening between Merck and Gilead on one of their Hepatite going to be awarding damages to Merck. We just don't know how much. It looks like they've, you know, essentially won that suit that's been going around. On the Fed front, you know, you and I talked a little bit about this before in terms of, you know, once a Fed meeting wraps up and all the Fed presidents go out and do their speaking circuit, you tend to sometimes hear some differing points of view, and so far, 4 of the 17 members have publicly indicated disagreement with last week's post-meeting dovish guidance, you know, with several of them feeling that, you know, we might be able to raise rates more than twice this year, et cetera, et cetera. So we shall see. But it looks like on this Wednesday morning, markets are going to open here in the U.S. relatively fast. And, I think trading will continue to be somewhat light leading up to Friday, which is a market holiday. Not sure how many long positions. So we'll probably just continue to have some, you know, a relatively flat day today and tomorrow as well, unless some surprising news comes out, either corporate-wide or stock-wise.
I don't know about you, but when I let the Fed presidents, these folks that are in that meeting, are they elected? Are they appointed?
You know what? That is a very good question.
Here's my point on this, right? You have a number of employees. I met Jeannie and Tony. So you all have your meetings, your mission statement. You have your culture that's part of Pat and Heidi and Associates. And, you know, Tony and Jeannie and the rest of your folks, I speak to Christine all the time when I call Joe. You know, you have the way you want Pat and Heidi and Associates to run. And the message, the public face that you want to be presented. And you have meetings individually and collectively to do that. So we have this Fed group that giving us direction, giving the public direction, giving the markets direction, and they all collectively get together, they talk about it, and then everybody runs out and starts bad-mouthing each other.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
In one sense, it's kind of refreshing, but in the other sense, it's very confusing.
Right, exactly. You know, that's a really good way of looking at it, because you're right. I mean, any other, you know, environment, you know, as you mentioned, you have your vision, your mission, same page, and when you're out in public, you want to portray that same brand, that same image. You know, you don't want to be running into Michelle Heidi and, you know, me talking about, you know, our process and then talking to Joe and have it be a completely different process. That'd be, you know, or expectation, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that's what's happening right now within the Fed.
Crazy. I'd love to find out how they get in there, because they obviously feel that they're protected.
Right.
I'd love to see Janet Yellen like staring them down each week.
Exactly.
Interesting. All right. Well, it's nice to have some calmness, isn't it? We forgot what it was like to have some calm in the markets, because the first 2 months or 6 weeks were crazy. So, all right, we'll enjoy it. Very good. So we got
exactly. It's been interesting talking with clients, because, you know, the few that were, you know, tended to be a little bit more nervous at the end of the year, they're now like, okay, you know, thank goodness we didn't fall prey to our emotions and do something that we would have regretted doing at this point, now that, you know, we're at least back to where we started.
Right.
And still owning the shares.
Yep. And talk about a mantra. You know, every time I've seen Joe and every time we've had the crazy volatility, it's almost a given, and I hear his voice in my head now. Well, every time it happens, Chris, it always comes back. So.
Exactly. You have that little Joe bubble on the side of your head.
That's right. He's standing on my shoulder.
Story before. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it's 71 degrees today. Enjoy it. We'll talk with you again tomorrow. Mild temperature.
All right. Sounds great.
All right, Michelle. Thank you.
All right.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heidi from Pat and Heidi Associates Financial Advisory Practice here on Enterprise Financial Services. Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show. They did it yesterday at 11 o'clock. It's on the archives now. And you can catch Michelle Heidi with me at Market Update every morning at 8:30. We're going to take another break. Back with Diane Lane, DML Travel. On your way, Diane. Let's go. On to going to another exotic place. Yours and good morning, gentlemen. On Jimmy.com.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business from business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Vacation ideas, but before we get to that, Diane, we're just talking off the air. You have something that goes on in Brussels like that, and just the reaction by the transit authority, the airports, all the government officials all cracked down because now it's a heightened state of alert and it affects everybody, right?
Yeah, the updates right now is Brussels Airport is still closed until further notice. Some of the U.S. airports have followed tightened security right now, so don't be surprised, anybody who's flying for overseas, that they're going to be standing in line longer at our airports just to get through security. They're going to be real diligent, what's going on, and you better have all your ducks in the water, you know, and just be prepared. Go earlier if you have to get to the airport, or stay overnight at the airport so you're there if you have an early, you know, catching an early flight or a later flight or whatever, you know. Whatever you have to do, because it's just what it is. And, you know, a lot of tour operators are tours. So they're reducing the demand and what's going on overseas, you know. They got to get their act together. They've been a very soft country allowing transportation across the borders. Like I said, certain countries allow certain kinds of just a driver's license ID and traveling overseas. We have to go through our customs. I think that's what's going to happen now overseas. You know, France and Germany worked with Brussels, and they just bop back and forth like nothing. Get on a train, you know.
Yeah. As you've said, they've tried and have for years made it feel like one large region as opposed to individual.
Because, you know, we have it because we're individual and we're of one country. Over there, different countries, different cultures, different currencies, different languages. It's not. There's got a lot of things being changed, so they're doing alternate transport for them to bypass Brussels right now, either free going from Dover to Calais and then proceeding to Amsterdam via the coach from Brussels, and they're departing in the next 30. They may want to rebook for future, you know, dates and reschedule things if it's not available. Same thing with Globus, Osmo. A lot of travel and departing Brussels on schedule, but I don't know what they're going to do for future guests. You know, it's really right now. They're all having a panic attack over there.
Yeah.
And Paris has suffered also, and they're trying to get on top. They're a small country. They've never, think about it, they haven't had to deal with this since World War II.
Right.
This is like a war.
Yep.
You know, they never thought, I mean, especially Brussels, where NATO and all the countries meet, and it's, maybe that's why they picked it. I don't know. You know?
Well, I don't know. I've heard, as you said, that they've had a video from one of the politicians. In fact, it might have been the president over that they've had a lot of immigrants, Muslim immigrants, and he says a good number of them are, well, 20% are.
Yeah.
So.
And they were before.
Right.
And they know that they have the manpower to do that.
Right.
They don't have the manpower. I mean. Things have been, these attacks going on in Brussels, you know, the travel system right now in the season is going to be impacted by it. It's not a short-term thing.
No.
Because they're saying, wait.
Yeah.
So how many are there and what they're doing is not in, you know, fear. little bit of damage to a lot of people.
The chances of something happening again today, by our reaction, and I'm not saying this incorrect, but by our reaction to what they did,
there's a young gentleman this morning on the news. He's from Utah, in Boston when the Boston explosions went off. He was in Paris today. He was on the train. He was there on the train when it blew up, and he got burns and injuries, and he's going to be in the hospital for a couple of weeks. And he was part of the Utah people that were on the train that been injured and killed. And this kid has been traveling all over, and he's going, you know, so give him kudos for that. But he's seen it already, I mean, yep. And he's experienced it, could have thought, you know, three times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when we had the 9/11 and we had things to, we got on a plane in jail. You know, things back then were quiet. People were afraid to get on the plane.
Right.
And, no, you got to go. You got to let the fear take us by the, you know.
It's the same mentality. If somebody was struck by lightning, chances of somebody being struck by lightning in that spot again tomorrow.
Yes.
Does.
And they have people who have lived through it. Quite a few times. Last week we were talking about Hawaii. You want to go back?
You can always take me back to Hawaii, yeah, no doubt.
Oh. The Hauna Kai Resort has got now, it's 38 Poly North Beach, okay? But they have just done a new luxury hotel, comforts of home, suite features. They're all equipped with kitchens. Remember I was telling you they're starting to get into offering, designing 2- and 3-bedroom suites, open floor plans, to have kitchens, so you make it more affordable for people to go to Hawaii, because it is. It's very expensive,
right.
No matter how you want to cut it. And they've got a playground for kids. It's like on the Pacific Ocean, on the north, like really, they've changed. They have snorkeling gear and boogie boards, and they have a big Duke's Beach House that serves fresh food and cuisine and gourmet coffee and barbecues, and you can do your own on site or you can do on your own lanai, and they have a fantastic store now. You can go shopping there. You know, so you get to go know the resort on 38 acres, and it's like you're in your own little house. So they're starting to get, you know, they're starting to do things, you know, differently in Hawaii, so they get more people to come.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to compete with the VRBOs and Hungaways who...
And then you have the Mauna Kea Hotel on the Big Island of Hawaii. It has the 18-hole golf course and a 12-court tennis club, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're doing the same thing, old tradition luxury restroom suites. There's 252 rooms. It's got one of the, I guess, Kauai Beach, one of the best-ranked beaches on the main island. And it looks very beautiful. And if you're into golf and you want to go to the Kahala Coast, it's right there. You know, it gets everything under the, you know, what you want to see in Hawaii. So you've got the opposite end. You got luxury accommodations with daily breakfast, you know, but you don't have the, or buffet breakfast. You know, they're trying to help everybody in every which way, you know, something different.
You can save a lot of me just by going to a supermarket and grabbing breakfasts and lunches.
And the little trucks, they call them little.
Yeah.
That you, and, you know, you are Native, you're American, but you're not Hawaiian.
Right.
You know? So, and, of course, the national parks, their 100-year anniversary, they're doing a whole lot of parks. Even after dark, they're doing certain presentations, the excursions with relating to themes. They're doing the Astronomy Center has an other cultural program about science, meaning, culture. Anybody into plants and gardens, they have 17 acres of guided tours of anybody who's into the gardens, conservation, the global gardens. Remember I was telling you about the ukulele?
Mm-hmm.
Festival, and they make all the leaves and lilies in the world come there. Well, they're also having a Legos festival. And kids are into Legos.
Okay.
This festival where they're going to be building Legos of different things of Hawaii. You know that they look. Oh my God, the pictures we were seeing are preliminary, and they're going to be at the Botanical Gardens, and you're going to be able to tour this festival and see these Lego creations that they're putting in the gardens.
right. to the botanical gardens. It's like, okay, and there's a lot of people who do that.
Well, there's a destination in California with Legoland.
Yes. Well, there's a Legoland now in Florida.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. Outside of Orlando. You could stay there. There's a lot of things. They're really getting into it to do things. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do with something with the kids, now, you know, right now it's Easter and spring break, everything all at once. So if you didn't plan something, very hard
sure.
to get somewhere right
yep.
now.
Yep.
It's very expensive. Like, I'll do one-way flights at the last minute. They're $400 or $500.
Yeah.
And you get help with the airlines. So... But, you know, they're having celebrations. The Polynesian Center, they kind of really, really did do everything to, it's a crowd pleaser. It's very, well, it's run by the Mormons, first of all. There's no drinking allowed on the Polynesian Cultural Center. They have a Samoan festival that brings back the Samoan traditions, basket weaving, coconut husking. They have a fire knife dance competition at May. You know, so, and then, in Maui, they have the East Maui Taro Festival. It performances the it's and they make it. Is that the poi?
The taro root.
Yep, they have a festival for that. and this King Kamehameha, it's his birthday. He's 100 years old.
Wow.
And June 11th, so they have a huge June 11th. And they buy highlights in Hawaii. It's a 100-year anniversary. So, you have things going on in Hawaii that you're not that far away. You could go and enjoy one of our 50 states.
Yeah, it's nothing bad about it.
No. And then they're starting to, a big company in Oahu is the Smart Cars. They have subscribers that they're renting out these little smart cars so you can bop all over the place. You can pop into whatever. They're getting the economy-conscious people who want to do things. Then, Philo Ranch, one of them, they do the treetop zip tours. You're 175 to 930 feet in the air.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and that's in Maui. So, there are
that's
people
in Maui.
Thrill seekers.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
Because okay. The other ranch that we talked about last week was on the Big Island.
Yeah, on the Big Island, yeah. But then okay. They're actually doing things to entice people to come. Four Seasons Resort of Maui and Wailea is forthcoming. Is having a photo expedition in June. So people who want to improve their photo skills or who people want to go and just learn to take pictures of the beautiful island, make a photo
you
expedition.
Can't, as long as you can focus, you can't take a bad Hawaii. You can picture it, but you can't take a bad picture.
So, and then Honolulu's Aiolani Palace, which is a landmark U.S. soil. They're coming out of the coordination with the king and all, and the birthday and all. So they're putting on special presentations at the palace. So, you know, they're just doing different things over the course of the year.
Sure.
And then, of course, you got the festival. Food.
Yeah.
Wherever you want to go, fantastic wine festivals. They have 5 days. They have seed and farm tours. The Royal Hawaiian. Combined program for the kids to learn about and taste local source seafood and then at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And they partner up with an interactive tour out there that you can do and you want to learn something, they have it. Oysters, they have a harvest on site. They teach you how to do the oysters in Maui. At the Four Seasons again, recently been cultivating so they're and the Polynili Lake, man-made looks like a natural Hawaiian lake. They started 9,000 oysters to hunt and to do on, you know, on site.
Okay.
It's like, okay, we'll do this.
Hawaii is the destination. How do people get in touch with you to book a Hawaiian vacation or to figure out about the travel plans and how things are getting weird?
You can call me, 908-238-9935. I mean, here's a destination that's away from all the terror that's going
right.
on in Europe.
That's right.
And they have year-round wet, phenomenal, and the water is phenomenal. And,
yep.
You know, you don't have to go to Florida. You don't have to go to the Caribbean. You can go to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of destinations out there to see and do because there's not enough time in the world to not, you know, and not to take that time to enjoy it.
Sure.
And there's so much out there to offer.
Great. Thank you, Diane. As usual, pleasure talking to you. Brings a little sunshine in the room. Thank you, you too.
Be good.
All right, we'll talk to you in April.
Oh, my God. Next week is April already?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's getting there.
Oh, my God.
Well,
almost the end of the month.
Actually, no, it's the last week of March. It's the following week. I'm sorry about you. That's Diane Lane. Do Now Travel. Give her a call for your travel, that's including Hawaii, and to help you with issues in traveling in Europe. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Flights, even though passenger screening procedures haven't changed. Randy Fuller, Los Angeles.
This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain via LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What would you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
An expert from the Heritage Foundation says terror attacks are likely to increase. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has details.
In the fallout of the Brussels Islamic terrorist attack, one Middle Eastern expert says it's likely more of these attacks will be taking place. Dan Kotcher of the Heritage Foundation's on USA Radio News, as long as radicalized nationals are allowed to return to their home countries, ISIS will continue to grow.
Many of these individuals then come back to their home countries of origin and oftentimes sort of plan attacks, or if they don't actively take part in attacks, what they're doing is they're sort of radicalizing other people in the same neighborhoods that they came from, sort of spreading stories of glory and war.
Conscious added the news borders in Europe will also feed the growth of Islamic terrorism. I'm Jason Wirt.
The FDA orders drug makers to put the strongest warning about risks on all fast-acting opioid painkillers. The FDA announcing that more than 200 drugs will need to carry a so-called black box warning. It includes risk for abuse, addiction, overdose, and death. A man from Uganda is able to write his name again after a group of Utah missionaries helped fly him to the United States to receive prosthetic hands. Dr. Stephen O'Donnell helped organize the fundraiser that made it possible.
It's time to step back and look at somebody like Cosmos.
Complex web. It will be very, very difficult to untangle it.
But Dr. Ben Carson says he's not ready to untangle it just yet.
And we still have millions saying on Facebook, you cannot leave us.
Speaking to supporters in Baltimore as Super Tuesday results rolled in, Carson said he's been somewhat discouraged by the political process since he jumped into the race. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are Super Tuesday's big winners. Clinton and Trump cemented their status as the front runners in the 2016 presidential campaign Tuesday with victories across the country. They locked up 7 wins each. The leader of the Republican Party says the turnout on Super Tuesday proves America wants a change from Democrats. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus says Democrats are not energized by Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. Neighbors of Apple's fenced-in